Proclamation number 6788 of 20th of March, 1957. God's everlasting soliciting for love. You shall only give me your love. That is all I ask of you, for your love will lead you back to me again. And therefore I constantly solicit your love, because love is something free which cannot be gained by force, and because it signifies undreamt of bliss when love finds its way back to love again. And I will not let up in pursuing you with my love, even though it will often take eternities until you humans accept this love of mine, until it so touches you that you, too, will burn with love for me, your God and Father of eternity. And then I will come to meet you with open arms because my child has now found its way home to its father's house from which it once voluntarily departed. Eternities lie between your former turning away from me and your present stay where you, as a human being, should and can accomplish this return to me. And if you could overlook these eternities, you would truly be shocked by the strength of your resistance to my love. You yourselves would not be able to understand that you needed such an infinitely long time in order to have at least given up the hardest resistance, and you would also not think about it for long and return to me. But you would only be driven by fear of repeating this long course of development, but not by love. And that is why you are deprived of your recollection, that is why you live in complete ignorance of your past, only the knowledge about it comes to you which, however, you are not forced to believe. For I do not want your fear or submissiveness, but I want your love. And this must flow freely from your heart. It must flare up and flow towards the fire of eternal love. Your heart must seek me so that I can let myself be found by it. Only then will the return to me fill you with emotion and also fulfill my desire for you, and only then will I have achieved my aim to draw children from my living creations, for which your free will was the decisive factor. My love, however, is never spent. My love does not diminish, and therefore I will also succeed in this work one day, the return of the once fallen spirits to me, to beatitude. But this return to me is only possible in the human stage, which is why I try everything in this very stage to kindle love in you. I don't want to achieve anything through compulsion, but your free will is often not willing to give love to me. For the being which embodies itself as a human being on earth lacks realization. It does not yet know me and my nature because its fall into the abyss blinded it, and my adversary also tries to keep it in this blindness. And it can only show love towards me when it has recognized me as a most loving, wise and powerful being which affectionately draws close to it and wants to lift it up to itself. My constant endeavor and concern is to convey this realization to the human being, because it cannot be forced upon the human being again, but also requires free will to listen to me if I want to impart the knowledge about it to him. But I will also not cease to approach the human being and inform him in the form of my word about my fundamental nature and my constant longing for his love. For the child's love which it shall give to its father from eternity. The imparting of my word, S, is the sure effective means to win the human being's heart if only he is willing to listen to me. Yet this willingness is to awaken in the heart in all freedom, but this is quite possible because earthly life, the course of earthly fate, will again and again admonish the human being to remember his Creator, and because serious thoughts are already the first bonds which are used by me to convey my word to him in the form of thoughts. For this purpose I gave the human being intellect and free will so that both become active. And I also place the spark of love into his heart. And my love constantly seeks to illuminate this spark and to ignite it. And one day I will certainly succeed. One day the flame of love will blaze brightly and my infinitely long striving for love will be fulfilled. Amen.